Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and one of the things I love about our Hope Is Here program is that we get to share stories of hope. And a lot of times, I think of the story with Joseph, where he tells his brothers, "What you meant for evil, God has used for good." And today we're going to hear about a story that, you know, wasn't really evil, but it just was a painful story. And Christina Grimm is with us. And Christina, she was on with us several months ago and shared her story about going through a divorce and then healing and talking about not healing from previous relationship. It was really powerful. So I want to encourage you maybe to go back and check that out at our website, hopeishere.today. But she's going to share about a different part of her journey as a follower of Jesus, and unfortunately it does result in a loss, but she is doing something with some other ladies in our community to make good out of what was a painful situation for several other ladies here in Central Kentucky. So Christina, thanks for being with us on Hope Is Here. And obviously when you were with us last time, you shared about, you know, getting married, getting remarried, and, you know, getting healthy and whole, but unfortunately before that wedding happened, a little bit of tragedy.
Right, yeah, and thanks for having me. In July of 2016, on July 9th, my husband proposed to me on a hot air balloon, and it was the highest of highs. Just a few days later, celebrated my 30th birthday with my family and friends, and just seemed like life was going great. And exactly a week later, after my husband proposed, unfortunately, my father and one of his best friends, they were both killed in an ATV accident. So just went from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows in just a few seconds. So was at a complete loss, of course.
Yeah, I mean, you've got this wedding, and sure, obviously, like, you know, most girls, you're thinking, oh, my dad's going to get to walk me down the aisle, and man, that's as the saying goes, that's a major game changer, isn't it?
Right. That was one of my first thoughts when I felt selfish for it, but it was one of my first thoughts if he's not going to be here to walk me down the aisle.
Well, so, you know, that happened, and then you said that there was a message that you heard, and, you know, I love how God speaks through different communicators and planted a seed in your heart about losing your dad. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mentioned that my dad, one of his best friends, was killed in an accident, too, so that meant one of my best friends also lost her father, because we were close friends because of our dad since we were in elementary school. So we had each other to know what the other was feeling and go through the loss at the same time. And that same September, I went to a church, and we had a guest speaker by the name of Jeremy Cowart. He is working on a project called The Purpose Hotel, so you should definitely look that up if you haven't heard about that. But he talked about his brother that he lost and the little girl that he left behind. And so God planted a seed during that message to just think about how hard of a time I was going through and how it was so hard dealing with the emotions of losing my father and thinking about what that little girl went through, losing her father at an even younger age. But at that time, I knew I wasn't at a point in my grief to take any action, but that thought, that message really took a hold on my heart. So I told some trusted friends and told my husband that way that, you know, I could revisit it at a later time. And over a year later, I was back at church again. We were having a series called Joy Bomb, and they made mention of a little girl who had lost her mother, and then all of a sudden it was like a wave that hit me of God calling me to think about all of my special friends who had also lost their fathers. Michelle was one of my close friends, and she lost her father just a month before her wedding, and I lost mine 5 months before mine, so she was huge in helping me to grieve through the wedding planning. She was there for me throughout my whole wedding day and helped me with triggers that, you know, could potentially come up, and just was there for comfort and protection. And then I also thought of my friend who lost her dad the same day. And then I thought of a good friend, Cheyenne, who unfortunately lost her dad just a month after me. And another a good friend since middle school who had lost her dad about 6 months after me. So we all were in this club that no one ever wants to be a part of. But they had all been key in helping me feel normal in my grief. And I hope that I was, you know, helpful in that as well, because we could tell each other the innermost thoughts we were having of, you know, jealousy or anger or numbness or shock, and know that it was okay because somebody else was feeling that too, having that me too effect.
Well, that's, I love your story that you shared there with your different friends, all experiencing loss of you know, their earthly father, which is, you know, just a really painful deal. And yet, you know, you share the different emotions that you all experienced. And even as followers of Jesus, it's okay to get angry. It's okay to get frustrated, to be depressed about it at times. And yet, I feel like a lot of times in my life that there's been times when I've had certain emotions as a follower of Jesus that the enemy will lie to me and say, well, nobody else feels that way. But when you were able to share that with your sisters, you know, sisters in Christ, your friends, and find out that they had experienced some of the same things, there had to be a lot of comfort in that.
Yeah. So we were all brought together by this common thread of tragedy, and then now we're all forever bonded by God's healing touch, because he helped to heal each one of us and is still healing us. And we just collectively as a group thought about, again, that the loss of a parent was so difficult for us in adulthood. How were younger people coping, and who did these kids have to turn to for community? And so that's when we all decided to band together and create this ministry called Our Father's Daughters. It has two-layer meaning for us, because we have our Heavenly Father, and then we were all bonded by losing our earthly fathers. And we joined forces with a local nonprofit in Lexington called the Joy Project. And we decided to, one of the first things we wanted to do was create a retreat for young women who also said goodbye to a parent, either mother or father, far too soon. And we want the focus of our retreat to help show these young ladies it's okay to not be okay.
Well, I love that.
After the loss of a parent.
Yeah. Right, absolutely. You know, that it is okay to, you know, say I do hurt. And man, I'm just thinking about, obviously you're going to focus with ladies and a young man that his father died of a heart attack when he was like 11. And then unfortunately just last year, his mom died of cancer and he was a junior in high school. And so, you know, so many times I've checked on him and, you know, he says, I'm okay. I'm like, you know, just like you said, it's okay not to be okay. And I love that you're going to give these young ladies a safe place to do that. If you just tuned in, we're talking with Christina Grimm, and she has started a new nonprofit called Our Father's Daughters, and they have joined forces with a local nonprofit called the Joy Project, and they have created a retreat for young women who have had to say goodbye to either their father or mother before, you know, graduating high school, which is way, way too young. When is this retreat going to be, Christina?
It's going to be on Saturday, November the 10th. It'll be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And it's going to be at 348 East Main Street. It's a business called Awesome Inc. And so they're graciously hosting us there. And we do have an event page up that where people can sign up if they want to check out our Facebook page. It's facebook.com. OFD ministry, OFD for Our Father's Daughters Ministry. And it'll tell you a little bit more about the day and the timeline.
What age for ladies that want to attend us? What is the age range?
Yeah, we felt God putting it on our hearts to focus this first retreat on ladies ages 11 to 17. So, you know, like the middle school, pre-graduating high school age, because there's lots of hard things that come up. There's, Father's Day, Mother's Day. There's a graduation, preparing for your wedding one day, seeing other girls go to father-daughter dances, or I see girls go to muffins with the mommy and me, and we want to help them know how to deal with those tough days and that it's okay for those to be tough days.
Well, I'm excited about this, and you know, just your outline that day where you're wanting to provide hope and coping strategies, and most of all, my takeaway too is you just want these girls to know they're loved.
Yes, yeah, and to know there's other people out there feeling the same thing as them, but most of all, to know they're loved not only by us, but by loved with the greatest love that could ever be known from our Heavenly Father.
Amen. Well, that's the thing that I think is going to be great, that so many people, you know, may not have a good earthly father or even a good earthly mother, and yet their Heavenly Father will restore those pains, those wounds. He heals those, and I know that God's going to show up in a big way on November 10th as the Our Father's Daughters, a new nonprofit here in town, as they join forces with a local nonprofit called the Joy Project. They have a retreat for young women ages 11 to 17 who have lost a parent, either father or mother, and just want to give them a safe place to be loved on and some coping strategies on November 10th. And if you could tell us the location and the time frame and where people can find out more information, please, Christina.
Once again, it's going to be on November 10th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Awesome Inc. And the address is 348 East Main Street, and that's in Lexington. We do have parking available, and we'll start the day with a seminar about it's okay to not be okay, talk about some of the different feelings they may be experiencing. We'll have a guest speaker. We'll be breaking out into small groups. We'll have a fun section of the day with a corporation called Remix Education, and they'll be bringing some lots of fun stuff for us to do, so we know it's okay to laugh again and feel joy again and not feel guilty about it. We're also going to do a memorial craft and then just learn some coping strategies for how to deal with those tough days. And then we'll have some gift baskets for the ladies for things that they can use in the future when they need to relax or just feel a little more at peace. And so you can check us out on Facebook. You can follow us. You can go to website continuousjoy.org. Once again, the website's continuousjoy.org, and that connects to our Facebook, or you can visit our Facebook page. It's OFD Ministries, OFD like Our Father's Daughters Ministry.
All right. Well, it sounds like you've got a great day planned. What will be the cost for these young ladies from ages 11 to 17?
That's a great question. Yeah, typically it's $20 per person, but right now the price is reduced to $10 per person until September 30th. And we also have scholarships available. So if you go to sign up online, you need a scholarship, you can select one of the other payment options, like pay at the door, and then we've had some generous donors that have helped take care of that, so that nobody is not able to attend the retreat due to financial reasons.
All right. Well, Christine, I'm excited about this new endeavor. I'm glad to see you and some of your close girlfriends deciding to help others that have been through a painful situation of losing their dad. This is Christina Grimm with Our Father's Daughters. I hope you'll register for their special retreat on November 10th at continuousjoy.org. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.